Margie Shore, 8046 South 60th. I'm here about the roundabout, number 10 on the agenda. Several citizens and I do not approve of the roundabout on 51st and Drexel, too close to the high school and the fire station. I asked the citizens to come to the Common Council meeting to complain. They said it doesn't do any good. They don't listen to us. They already have their minds made up. And also on number 9, I do support the quarry meeting service, monitoring service. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Judy Grzeszewski, 6005 West Hillside Court. I'm also here in opposition to the roundabout on 51st and Drexel. I spoke recently to a person from Rockford, Illinois, who told me that that city collected data on the number of accidents before and after some of their intersections were converted to roundabout, and that their study concluded that there was it increased the number of accidents. For that and other reasons, I am opposed to the roundabout. Thank you,
ma'am. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close
Mr.
the
Mayor,
citizen count.
Can I just ask a quick question? How many people are here for the 35th Street water issue? And how many are in favor of it? Thank you.
Your Honor.
Alderman Taylor.
I ask that we take up, when we get to it, after the first couple items, we take up item number 8. I think, you know, I've sat here for years now, and I think Alderwoman Wilhelm is going to do a great job explaining the water situation, because this Common Council never approved running water on 35th Street. So somebody made this amendment to the contract, and it wasn't this council. And so Alderman Wilhelm is going to do a good job of explaining it, because I agree with everyone up here saying they don't want it. We're not trying to shove this down your throat. We're not trying to do this to you. And it's frustrating when, you know, once you hear the facts of and that's going to be, I'm looking forward to this, because this has gone on time and time again on issues in our districts of not this council making decisions after the fact, but staff. And it's really starting to irritate me. All right? No, you're not, it's not your time. This isn't kind of period's over. As for 51st Street, all meetings are notified. We cannot send out on every item. We send out 5 newsletters. 5. We meet twice a month. Do the math. We cannot just put out newsletters at will on every item that comes before us. That's what the city's website is for. That's what we post the agendas on Friday before the council meeting. So we do put out there what we're deliberating on days like today. Okay? As for Ms. Mills, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm tired. Just for the people in the audience, she's a regular. She shows up here. She brings out crazy ideas. She's accusatory. It's been going on for years. She isn't like Ballpark Commons. You name it. She's a rabble-rouser if I've ever seen one before in my life. She can attack me, attack the mayor. Alderman Wilhelm is like a sister to me. That's how I consider her. So to come up here and accuse me of being disrespectful to her is laughable. All right? Laughable. And I'm not going to listen to it anymore. And the reason why I look down, and I'm going to ask for a moment of silence, because I got a text that First Lady Barbara Bush just passed away. So I'm going to ask for a moment of silence.
Okay. Alderman Taylor, do you want to do it formally?
I ask for a moment of silence in honor of former First Lady Barbara Bush, who passed away this evening, age 92. Thank you.
Truly good woman.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do this. A little unusual for me, but let's move to item 8. I think once we have a little staff discussion, it'll become clear that there is no subversion, there is no people doing underhanded things. Mr. City Engineer.
Yes, Your Honor. I would apologize to the public. There is a misconception out there. I'd like to clear that up right now. Situation is, as you know, that we're working on a drainage improvement project for the neighborhood. As part of those, we've had several meetings with the neighbors, a couple big meetings and several smaller meetings. And I can tell you that during those discussions, a request has been for water on 35th Street. So the drainage project, as you know, was approved through MMSD, so that they're paying for 100% of it. It's not costing the residents anything for what they're doing there. As part of the project, the water department has some very aged water mains in the area. So the Board of Water Commissioners decided to go ahead and do a water main replacement area for 36th and 37th Street in that area. That, again, would not cost these residents anything. Since I had at least one, if not a couple, requests for water on 35th Street, we decided that since we were doing a water main design by Rukert Milkey, who's doing the design for the storm drainage improvements and also the water main relay, it wasn't much extra to go ahead and just survey and draw a few more, plan sheets on a potential water main. So as part of that project, I had them run a cost estimate. In the past, sometimes we've come together with proposed water main projects, and the question is, how much is this going to cost? So we had them do enough design to figure out how much this could cost. And then, I have a table in there for what the possible assessment was. So tonight, I was actually here to do what everyone was wanting us to do, is go to them first and ask the questions. So we were asking you, do you want to send out the survey? And no decisions have been made. That's why we are where we are now. So as a result of tonight, you're either going to tell me to send that you'd like to send the survey out. We'll send out a formal survey, and you'll hear a response. Or maybe you've heard enough response tonight that we just kill it right now. So the design efforts that it didn't cost a whole lot, and we'll just put them on the shelf. So if and when in the future we're ready to do it, we'll have to get it re-permitted, but we already have a design for the water main. So I guess that's how we got to where we are, and I apologize for there's a huge misconception out there, and that's where we are right now.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, thanks, Glenn, for that. Just to make it clear, because I know I talked to a couple other staff members, and they said, Alderman Wilhelm, you've had lots of neighborhood meetings, but the neighborhood meetings we had were not for these neighbors, just so everyone knows. This is a completely different area. This was new. So before you on item G8, I worked with Engineer Morrow on the action sheet. It was going to be a survey, but I thought we needed to talk about the direction of the bid alternatives for these, what was one project approved by the council that became three projects. So the engineer had informed me while I was on the road on an urgent matter that he wanted to go out for advertisement. And my one word back was advertisement, and he said out for bid. And that's when I looked at the documents and noticed the 35th Street new water line as part of that, and I realized that none of the residents had been notified. So I wanted to make sure that was done. I wasn't really sure. I knew that they were talking about water relay. I knew that they were talking about the possibility of water on 35th, but I always thought that if anything ever came forward, that you would all, the same process would always be followed. And so I was trying to determine, well, just how exactly did Rukert Milkey get this change? And so as you see in the second item, the first item talks about the council adopting the resolution for the Rukert Milkey contract. And the second item talks about Mr. Morrow taking it to the Board of Water Commissions to amend that. As many of you know up here, I pay very close attention to agendas, minutes. There was no mention of the 35th Street water on the posted agenda item, and there was no mention of the 35th Street water in the minutes of the contract. So had that at least been in there, that would have gave some public notice. So I wasn't even aware, even though I'm following the agendas. So I asked the clerk for the contract today because things just, I couldn't really understand it all. So in the packet, we have a contract that's Rukert Mielke's signature. It's called Attachment A. It's dated December 12th. The one in the council packet when this council approved this project was Attachment A dated September 27th. That particular Attachment A approved by this council was only for the Rawson Homes drainage portion, which involves none of these neighbors here. Rukert Mielke had sent an email, and they knew we already had an Attachment A, so the email said, well, here's Attachment B to make the amendment. Well, the Attachment A to the contract from September 27th got changed to what's in the council packet to Attachment A December 12th, a month later after the council. So this was, according to what the clerk's records have, the people that signed the contract were the mayor, the city attorney, I think the city clerk, the finance officer. Mr. Mao, I don't even think he was on that contract. No, he wasn't. So I don't know what the legal process is, and I don't really want to make, you know, this into some big argument, but my point is this was a council contract. This was not to be signed or changed or directed for the city engineer. But yet the contract that we all approve got amended not with one project, but two projects that were added on and weren't, in my opinion, properly noticed on the Board of Waterworks agenda or within the minutes. And that's why you're all here today, is because it wasn't noticed, or I would have saw it. So I don't really know if this amendment to the contract is valid. I'm not opposed to the relay project. I think that's a good thing. It probably saves contractor funds. What I'm opposed to is the process or the lack of how that procedure took place and the lack that the council had no idea that the contract that we put forward got amended. So I know there was a comment about, you know, open government. Certainly, if you're going to post things and make amendments to contracts, it's extremely important that that wording is correct, and everything you're going to be doing on that needs to be included. That's why we have these really long titles on agenda items, because they have to be very clear, and the city attorney works very hard in making sure the titles are clear so that people can understand what those agenda items are. I did talk to a couple of the gentlemen that were with the Board of Waterworks before I came in here. Is that the correct? It's the Board of Water Commissions, Board of Waterworks?
Commissioners.
Commissioners. And they had suggested, well, they said, well, it would be a missed opportunity not to put water down the street because of the savings. And they said, mentioned something about what if it was put on to only be paid when the homes were sold. Would that help people at all? And I said, well, I think they're pretty happy with what they have right now. And based on the discussions and the comments, I think that I would like to see the council support option B. However, my question about option B now becomes a legal matter on if the amendment to the Rukert Mielke contract is valid enough to do the water relay based on the lack of proper notification to that contract. So I don't know if we need to just vote to not send out a survey or vote on option B or wait and get a legal opinion or ask for a legal opinion. Now, I don't know what. we do at this point.
Mr. City Attorney.
Legal opinion is the Board of Water Commissioners does not have authority to amend a contract approved by the Common Council. And in terms of the execution process of a contract, the source of that contract, the department or whatever, initiates the production if it's approved by the Common Council. And then it goes into a folder and it gets circulated. Mayor, nobody rereads the entire contract because it's understood that this is what the Common Council approved. And city attorney approves as to form. Make sure all the parties sign, the dates are there, the required insurance certificate, naming the city as an additional insured is there, etc. So it's a signing is a relatively pro forma process, so somehow or another, a contract that was apparently in front of the Board of Water Commissioners changed or attempted to change what the Common Council did. So I would say, no, that's not valid. That's the third person in the fourth row amends a Common Council contract, approved contract. Doesn't work.
Is okay. The Board of Water Commissioners authorized to enter into contracts?
Yes, but not to amend a Common Council contract.
What I asked that question on purpose.
What if the council, I won't give you hypotheticals, but no.
So the issue from me as the manager of the city is the contract cannot be amended. The Board of Water Commissioners is doing their fiduciary duty by looking out for the expenditures of the water utility and wanting to get proper engineering for a potential survey of the residents for 35th Street. That one, that's legitimate. It's not legitimate to add it to the contract. It's legitimate as a second contract. So, disagree? Agree?
Separate,
exactly. So the point, I'm sorry, sir, don't take questions from the audience at this point in the meeting. So here's the reality. Let me put it in my layman's terms. The Board of Water Commissioners is doing a project. They're relaying some water main on 36th and 37th Street, and they recognize that there may be an opportunity in pricing to get favorable pricing on a water main on a street not served by water. Pretty harmless question. I would suggest that perhaps it's a very appropriate question because it's conceivable, although not with this crowd, it's conceivable that someone would want water on 35th Street. So why not ask them? That is standard procedure for the city. But it's important, as we now discover this evening again, this happens regularly, that accurate pricing and numbers for the residents to make an accurate decision is important. Thus, the incorrect amendment to the contract for an estimate from an engineering firm that's doing the work. Add on to the contract, not appropriate. Separate contract, no problem. So, item A is very simple. It's incorrect, but it's very simple. Add on to the contract to have the engineer draft up the bid documents for the 37th and 36th Street, right? And give us an estimate for 35th Street. Not correct. And ask you folks what you want with an accurate number. Nobody's hiding anything. Could have been worded better? Absolutely. Nobody's hiding anything. You're not getting water unless you ask for it. So, now we're back to the original question. A or B? Me personally, I don't care. They don't want water. We can ask them formally and tell us, or you guys can forget it. Alderman Willem.
Well, Mayor, I think if the city attorney says that the change to add the relay in, first of all, I want everybody to know there are three projects here. One, the ditch improvements in the Ross and Home neighborhoods, 36th and 37th Street.
Right.
approved by the council under the contract. Two, water relay that is replacing old lines on 36th, 37th, and part of Madison Boulevard. Three, the 35th Street new water main. The only one that's costing anyone money would be the 35th Street new water main. The only one that wasn't publicly noticed, the only one that wasn't in the documents, the only one that wasn't changed and brought forward to this council to make a change to the council's contract. That's where the problem is. So what I would suggest, if they still want to do the water relay, because it's ready to go out to bid. They were going to go out to bid last Monday. To keep this on track, it's not really on the agenda to amend the contract, but the council could put it on the next agenda, amend the contract, approve moving forward with the water relay and the drainage ditch, which is unfortunate that this got amended and delayed because the original contract said this thing was supposed to start long time ago, and that was an agreement with MMSD. The dates in here on when this was supposed to start was this, design work is expected to begin in October 2017 with a bidding in February of 2018 because the contract amended what we wanted to happen never happened. That's a problem. So it got changed to bidding in February and early March construction. So I guess the motion should be to come back with the amendment to the original Ross and Holmes drainage contract with Rukert Mielke to include the water main relay. And that's pretty much it.
I think you're confusing things. I guess I would say the work that's covered in the contract, in the, quote, amended contract, is pretty much done. The consultant has finished the work. Actually, just needs to finalize it and basically publish it. What was expected and why we amended it is because we want to find one contractor to do the entire project all at once. So the thought was we're going to put this out to bid, and we're going to have alternates. So we know that MMSD is going to pay for the ditch work out of one pot of money. They're going to pay for the biofilter out of another pot of money. And then the water department would pay for the water main relay. And if the 35th Street should happen, that would be another pot of money the city would pay for. Actually, the water department would do, but the city would assess for it. So I guess if you want to do option B, that's fine. I don't really see the purpose in redoing the contract other than it would nullify the amendment. Like I said, the work is pretty much done by the consultant.
Well, my question is, do we have a legal contract? If you took a council contract and took it to the Board of Public
I understand
Works,
your question. I'm saying the work is pretty much done because the work has been completed.
Here's what we'll do. We'll go to bid. Depending on what the decision is here on whether to get pricing for 35th Street Water, we'll do the bid as it's written for the relay and the bioswales and the water drainage minute. And the 35th Street thing is a whole separate issue. In the meantime, city engineer will get us a revised contract that's correct for the work that's already been done.
The Board of Water would have to sign that contract.
After the fact.
Now, well, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to split off the relay contract. Board of Water Commissioners can take care of that, and we'll leave the council contract alone. Okay? Is everybody clear? Council contract stays. That's for the MMSD work. The water relay project will come as a separate contract, although the work's been completed or reasonably completed. That will go to the Board of Water Commissioners. The bid will go out as scheduled with the alternates, excepting the 35th Street one, which you guys will decide here in a minute. So my suggestion is, the motion is quite simple.
It's already here.
The motion is quite simple. Is there a motion to direct staff to survey residents on 35th Street for water preference? Is there a motion to that effect? Hearing no motion, that item dies.
All right.
Done. It's done.
I'll make a motion for item B, direct staff to move forward with the bid for the Rawson Homes drainage and the water relay projects only. Returning to the May 15th, 2018 meeting of the Common Council with the bid results and also to provide a corresponding engineer report for the project.
Second.
Wait a minute. Hold on. One second.
Engineer report.
There will be no engineer's report. There'll be a tab sheet and a recommendation. Does that meet the timing on the bid document?
Yeah, we haven't put them out to bid yet, so that's fine.
That's only going to be about 20 days.
That's fine.
What do you mean there'll be no corresponding engineer report? That was your language that was in here, so I just... Because you haven't notified the residents on 36th and 37th Street that the project changed yet. So I thought that was the purpose, because you were going to try to put that on the agenda and confuse the whole issue even more, and I said, no, let's handle that different.
Wait. Too many issues, one thing going on here, okay? The motion's been made and seconded to move forward with the bid document. And a bid. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Oh, we still
point
have
of order and clarification.
I want to make a couple comments about this whole fiasco. Yeah. So before we vote, I mean...
Alderman Taylor. Right.
Alderman Wilhelm, are you finished? Because I mean...
I still haven't got the no, there won't be a corresponding engineering's report for the project, which is what he put in here, so I was only reading what he said, but I didn't get an answer on that.
The engineering report, and I'll have to look at what I originally wrote. This has changed a few times. The engineer's report is when you decide that you want to survey, then I would come back and say, well, here's the survey and here's the engineer's report. Engineering report is one of those documents that basically tells who the benefit of properties are. I would refine the actual table. So,
I'll amend my motion to say that you will also provide an update for the neighborhood on the Rawson Homes drainage project for the changes that occurred in the design.
So let me clarify. You want an update on the drainage project, that the change, the one that we didn't submit this time, basically, is what
I'm presenting. The project changed from originally when it came to council, but when the neighborhood meeting.
So
those residents will probably be okay with it, but it's never been before any public, no neighborhood meetings.
But
it's
the
no
one I had prepared
meeting.
That we pulled from the agenda?
Correct.
All right.
That will be my amendment.
I'll change my second.
Okay. Now, I'm not so sure we know what the
motion
is.
No.
The motion is exactly as stated, to direct staff to move forward with the bid for the Rawson Homes drainage and water relay projects only, returning to the May 15, 2018 meeting of the Common Council with the bid results, and also to provide a engineering update on the project changes to the Rawson Homes drainage project.
Beautiful. Works for me.
All right. So here's the thing. I mean, I think we have people in the audience that, I don't know if they're confused, because I'm confused a little bit. And what I first don't like is, and this is getting old, to me it's getting really old, when we have residents showing up because they're hearing bad information, or they're worried about something the city's doing that we're not actually doing. And I don't know how these little fires start, but I feel bad for the people that had to show up here tonight that could have been doing something else but sit at a council meeting on those hard chairs. I feel bad for the gentleman in the upper – is it 98? You said 98? 92. You know, that you had come here, and you know you'd like to talk, so that's a good thing. But the reality is this Common Council, we're the policymakers. We adopt ordinances, we approve contracts, we vote on these things, and then the mayor has to administrate. He's got to make sure that it gets done. And I question who's at the Board of Water Commissioners, who's at these meetings that this kind of stuff can go on, that you can take a council action. I know the answer is Glenn, but how you can take a council action and think that you can change it at all. Like, that's unacceptable. And my frustration level is getting My patience is really wearing, Your Honor. I mean, you talk about sitting in that middle chair. You're the mayor. You're the CEO of the city. Departments answer to you. You have cabinet meetings. I think it's still a cabinet-style government. I'm not sure how often you have cabinet meetings. I know former Mayor Taylor, now it's been 4 years, but he would have them from time to time. I know. I don't know if you do or not. But I'm really getting tired of my constituents in my district, and I can tell you that we have others up here too,